You have to get up pretty early in the morning to see Ron Henningfeld start the process.
The goat milk came in at about 11 p.m. last night, and we unloaded it from the truck. We pasteurized it and ran it into our production room here, into our cheese vat. This cheese vat, we made goat milk cheddar, and we also put some in our other cheese vat, which is the milk still in there, for making chev.
That's C-H-E-V-R-E and means goat in French. Henningfeld says when chev is prepared to perfection, it's somewhere between a thick yogurt and a soft cream cheese. He seals this batch into a stainless steel vessel. Chev didn't figure into his early vocabulary. He's one of seven kids raised on a cow dairy farm 30 miles from here. His older brother is carrying it on.
I went to Madison. I studied biology and agriculture education.
While teaching high school ag classes, Henningfeld started exploring cheese making. He had already tried his hand at it on his mom's stovetop. Eventually, he took certification courses and an apprenticeship, and then went to work for a premier cheese company in Dodgeville.
Upland's Cheese. Pretty much the most renowned cheese in the United States. The most highly awarded, recognized cheese.
Henningfeld was recognized, too. The creator of Clock Shadow Creamery sought him out to run the new operation.
I remember a casual, conversation. He asked me what I wanted to do, and I wanted to be an entrepreneur. That's why I got into cheese making, and I think that comes from growing up on a dairy farm, of family entrepreneurship, family business sort of thing. And I'd like to do that in cheese making.
Henningfeld circles back to our conversation about goat cheese and how to create the cheddar variety. He points to this morning's output. The curds are being pressed inside large forms.
Two wheels and four blocks. The wheels are about 10-pound wheels. Blocks are about 40-pound blocks. Those curds get pressed, and after about 2 hours of pressing, they're a solid cheese, a solid wheel, or a solid block of cheese.
Henningfeld pops open a wheel and cuts a thin slice to sample, a squeaky taste experience.
It's mostly kind of fresh, milky, and salty at this point until that cheddar flavor develops in it.
And does it remain squeaky?
Yeah, did you get some of that squeakiness? Yeah, it will be squeaky for a few days. And after a few days, then there's changes going on because that culture's still living. But the changes going on is the protein bonding starts to soften up and weaken with age, and so it loses that squeakiness.
One of Henningfeld's assistants is Juan Cruz. He finds the process fascinating from beginning to end.
How you bring in the milk from the milk truck, pasteurize it, and then from there, we start adding the enzymes, and we start adding the culture, and from there till the end, until it's ready to eat.
Cruz says he grew up just three blocks away and seems happily stunned he's working here.
In the interview, Ron asked me, do I know a lot about cheese? Do I like cheese? I told him, to tell you the truth, the only cheese I know is Kraft Singles, and that's the only one I've ever tried before. It's a big change. Now I know, how it's done. I know how to make it, I tell everybody anything with tomato basil is my favorite.
Cheesemaker Ron Henningfeld says he eventually hopes to hire more assistants and to come up with new variations of cheese. While the company's focus is on taste and texture, it also sets goals to tread softly on the environment. One example is the gallons of liquid whey that are a byproduct of the cheesemaking process.
Every Friday right now, a truck comes, picks it up, takes it about 10 blocks away to the Pottawatomie Bingo Casino, where they built a biodigester. The whey is unloaded into their biodigester, which produces biogas, which is burnt to generate electricity.
As for its new cheese, Clock Shadow has introduced its chev, but the creamery has not yet released its goat milk cheddar to the public. It's still aging. Susan Bentz, 89.7 WUWM.